Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Baptist Church Sunday service. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Now, truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. And so we've come simply for that. We haven't come for any fashion, form, or show, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared and died, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. So we come this morning to lift him up. We've come to magnify him. We come to glorify his name. For the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. We thank God today, amen, that when we arose this morning, amen, the old deacon used to say the blood was running still, running warm in our veins. We were able to put one foot in front of the other. We were able to see a brand new day, and so we thank God, amen, for his grace and his mercy that kept us from last week to this week, and we know it was nothing but God's grace and mercy that brought us through, and so we give God the glory this morning for the great things. For the great things that he is doing and continues to do in all of our lives. We're going to say good morning to Reverend Sykes this morning and ask that she would lead us in a word of prayer. Good morning, Reverend Sykes. Morning, Reverend Sykes. Sound like she was on mute. Are you on mute? Did you come back?
Good morning, Pastor.
There you go. I got you now.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we humbly come this morning, thanking you for another opportunity to praise you. With the fruit of our lips, Father God, we praise and magnify your name. Thank you, Father, for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in this worship service on today. For this is the day that you have made. And God, we just thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, closing our right minds with the use and the activities of our limbs. Oh, God, this is the day that you've allowed us to be able to get up, Father God, and get up with the strength that you have provided us with. And so we're glad to be in the number one more time. Thank you, Father, for continuing to keep our families and our loved ones near and far safe, Father God. And, Father, we need your wisdom to guide us and your peace to quiet our souls on this morning. And, Father God, you are a God of miracles, and nothing is impossible for you to handle. So, God, we trust you this morning with every aspect of our lives. Thank you for your everlasting love. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy it endures forever. And, Father God, we thank you for your mercies, because your mercies are new every morning, and you are our faithful God. God, you can heal any of the broken pieces of our lives.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah,
Father,
yeah.
Thank you for continuing to show yourself mightily in all of our lives. You and you alone are worthy, and there is none like you, and you do all things well. Father, we have said some things, we have thought some things and done some things that were not pleasing unto you. Forgive us and help us to do the right things that are pleasing unto you, Father. We come this morning laying our petitions before you because we know that you are a prayer-answering God, and you have answered many prayers for us down through the years. And so, Father God, we pray this morning for all of our churches and all of our pastors. We pray this morning for all bereaved families, caregivers, and all of our communities. We pray this morning for those that are in hospitals and nursing homes. We pray this morning, Father, for the leaders of this nation and this nation as a whole. And we pray this morning for our senior citizens, Father. And, God, we pray this morning, Father, for all of our youth and young people and our children. And we pray this morning for Mother Richardson and Pop Richardson. And we pray for Trustee Randolph and Sister Stevens and Sister Griffin. And, God, we pray for the entire Heart of God Baptist Church family in its entirety, Father God. We thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for how you have blessed us. Down through the years. We don't take it for granted, Father God. We love you and we adore you, Father God. And we pray for all of our prayer warriors on this morning. And we lift up our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony B.K. Son, Sr. Father, we ask that you will continue to bless him and gird him up on every leaning side.
Thank you, Lord.
That you will prop him up, Father God, where he feels he's weak. And that you will build him up, God, where he feels he's torn down. Be his pillar of strength, Father God, that only you can be, Father God. And, Father, we lift up our First Lady this morning, Father God, and their family in its entirety. Continue, Father, to be her pillar of strength, Father God. Continue, Father God, to lead, guide, and to direct her, Father God. Oh, God, we pray, Father God, this morning for mankind everywhere, Father God. For we all need prayer this morning, Father God, and prayer is the key, Father God. And, Father, you told us in your word that we should never cease praying, Father God, that we should always pray, Father God. And so, Father God, we bring our petitions to you this morning because we know that you're the only one, Father God, that can make a difference in our lives, Father God. And so, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because there are so many wonderful things about you, Father God. Father God, you are wonderful. Your name is wonderful. You are a wonderful counselor, God. You are a mighty God. You are an everlasting Father.
Yeah.
You are our Prince of Peace, Father God. You are our healer. You are our strength. And so, Father, there are just so many wonderful and amazing things about you on today, Father God. So today, Father God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. God, we thank you on this day, Father God. We thank you on this day, Father God, because you and you alone are able to do anything but fail, Father God. And so, Father, we ask all of this in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank Reverend Sanks for that. Fervent prayer this morning. And thank God that he woke us all up early this morning and starting us on our way. Our food on our table. Amen. And we saw a brand new day and we give him glory today. And we just want to thank God, amen, for the songs that have blessed us during this global pandemic. We know that the pandemic virus is getting a little better, amen, and we're making progress, but we still have a little ways to go, and we thank God that through it all, God has been faithful, That's one of the songs we want to sing this morning, is Great is Thy Faithfulness. Sing it to God and to remind us, amen, that even in our most difficult days, in our most difficult times, in our most challenging times, that God is still faithful. I believe I'm going to say that again. Even in our most difficult days, in our most challenging times, God is still faithful. I'm going to say it one more time. Even in our most difficult days, even in our most challenging times, God is still faithful. And every morning we see, amen, we are provided new mercies. Somebody ought to say amen. And when we understand, amen, that every time we open our eyes, every morning that we are allowed to get up, amen, and to be able to clothe ourselves and still in our right minds and able to put one foot in front of the other and the blood is still running warm in our veins, we're able to inhale and exhale, we're able to open our mouths and to put our hands together, that we are experiencing new mercies from God. And so that is nothing that we've done so good to deserve it, amen, but it's because God is faithful. Somebody ought to say amen, that God has been good to us, amen, and that God has looked past our fault and has seen our needs, that God has continued to watch over us both day and night, that God has continued to be our shelter in the time of storm, that God has continued to be our way maker, that he's continued to be our heavy load bearer, that he's continued to be everything that we need. Someone said that he is the strength of my life, that he's the source of my supply. Somebody ought to say amen this morning. When you think of the goodness of the Lord, amen, and all that he's done for you, come on now, what he did for you last night, amen, how he continued to watch over you, he stationed the angel by your bedside, and early this morning he touched you with the finger of love, and you were able to get up, amen, you can see the bright sunshine, amen, you had some new mercies waiting on you, amen. And great is the faithfulness of the Lord to all of us. Amen. The songwriter in that hymn 153 says, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. And the chorus is, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, come on now, all I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So let us sing like we're grateful for the faithfulness of God. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their chorus above, Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have needed, thou hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. Let's give God some glory this morning, for truly the Lord has been faithful. Let's give him a hand clap of praise, because God has been there when nobody else could be there. That God has been there even when we didn't know he was there. That God continued to work on our behalf. That God has been faithful down through the years. Look at somebody and say, I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. He has been faithful even when we went left when he said go right. Even when we didn't do what he asked us to do. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, you've been so good. Somebody say, thank you, God, for being so faithful unto me. Thank you, God, for the new mercies I'm experiencing on this morning. Thank you, God, for how you watched over my family. Thank you, God, how you continue to give me blessings after blessings, morning after morning, new mercies I see. God, you didn't give me any leftovers. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. But early in the morning, I got some new fresh mercies, and I thank you today, God, because you've been so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy and righteous name. We thank God, amen, that he didn't give us any leftovers. No, God gave us the brand new fresh morning mercies, morning by morning. Every day we wake up, God gives us some new mercies because he's faithful. Even when we get up late, even when we can't seem like we're going to make our way, God is there faithful every morning to give us some new mercy. And we say thank you to God for great is, amen, great is his faithfulness. We're going to go get a testimony this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning, hallelujah, praise God this morning. Praise God for his faithfulness. Praise God for the new mercies. Praise God that his mercies is from everlasting to everlasting.
Yes,
they never
yes.
run out. Hallelujah. There's more than enough. God is the all-sufficient Savior. I give him glory this morning for who he is and what he continued to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank
glory,
you for the new mercies, Lord Jesus.
Glory,
thank you,
glory,
Father
glory.
God, that you're from everlasting to everlasting.
Glory,
thank
glory.
You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Giving all praise to my Lord and my Savior. And just thank God for you, Pastor Kayson, and First
Bless
Lady
you.
Kayson, and for the Heart of God Baptist Church. I thank God for just his son Jesus, who paid the sin debt in full that we might have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that keep renewing us and restoring us, even when the supply seems like it's getting low. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Still give us
Come
more
on
than
now.
Enough. So I'm grateful this morning. And I thank God for my family. I just thank God for just being a good God and a merciful God. And Pastor Kayson and First Lady Kayson, I just want to congratulate you and First Lady on Anthony, Brother Anthony marriage, and
Amen.
Congratulate
Amen.
Brother Anthony and his bride. And I pray that God will continue to bless them and that they will have a happy and a prosperous and a blessed marriage. And so
Amen.
I just want to say congratulations to you all. I'm more than happy for you. And for the Heart of God, the word that I'd like to share with you this morning is from Psalm 92. And it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes,
and
yes,
to sing
yes.
praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And so we thank God. Because God is a faithful God. He is a good God.
Yeah.
And he's worthy,
yeah.
hallelujah, to be praised.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, and I love you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Truly, on today, Pastor, I just thank God for you and First Lady and the Heart of God Baptist Church. I thank God for his mercies on today, for truly God is a faithful God. And so
yeah.
I'm just so grateful to God that he has kept my mind, he's kept my body, he has kept me strong in my spirit, that he has kept my family and loved ones safe. I thank God
Hallelujah.
For the virtues that he has provided for those in my family that were sick, some had COVID, and my aunt was sick in the hospital. Everyone is at home now. I just thank God for
Hallelujah.
Power. I believe I talked with Mother on the other day, and she said the surgery went well, Mother Richardson. And so we just thank
Amen.
God. God will do it every time. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes
he
will.
And so
yes,
I just thank
will.
God this morning, for truly he is a true and a living God. And so I'm just taking one step at a time, one day at a time. And I just thank God for just allowing me to be able to do that, because God has truly been good to me. He has been good to my family, and he
yeah.
has been good to my church family and my pastor and First Lady.
Amen.
And so I don't
Amen.
Take that for granted. A lot of times we take things for granted, but we can't take anything for granted now, not even the smallest of things. We cannot take
That's
anything
right.
for granted. And so I just thank God for everything. For truly, he is a good God. He is a mighty God, and he is a great God. And so I want to also congratulate Anthony and his new bride. I think her name is Jolene. And I just wish them, and I just pray blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Their marriage will be strong, and that the communication and the unity will always be there. And Pastor Kayson and you, First Lady, I just want to commend you and congratulate you on a son that is a godly man and that is a good man. And so I thank God that you have raised him up in a godly manner. And so I praise God for the both of you. God bless you all, and have a blessed day.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. The last four digits, 6947. 6947, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to hear everybody's voice, and I'm just glad to hear you on the line this morning. I just pray that everybody continues to have a good week, and I look forward to hearing from you all next week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. It's just a pleasure to be able to sit here this morning and give thanks to God. I want to praise him this morning because without him, I know this week for the task that was confronting us and the things that we had to accomplish, he allowed us to do it without any incidents or things that would conflict with what we were trying to accomplish. I just thank God and I thank First Lady this morning. It's amazing how God works things out. You sang great, we sang great is thy faithfulness. And I thank her this morning and you for your faithfulness. Because without that, we wouldn't have anything to hold on to. And when your loved ones and your church are there for you continuously, guiding you spiritually, giving you the encouragement to know that God is going to work it out. You don't have to worry that someone loves you, someone cares for you. You can't ask for anything any greater than that. And I just thank God that God has allowed us to have that kind of affiliation with our church, with our members, and our family, friends. I thank you all. I praise God for you. I give him all the glory this morning.
Yeah.
And for waking me and my sisters up, because we are hearing each and every day different friends of ours went to bed, but they didn't wake up. Mm. But they wake up, and every morning, as the song said, morning by morning.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. We can say that and say it's real. Know it's real. New mercies. New mercies. And that is what First Lady said to me this morning. Yes, it is, and I thank God for that. I just feel good this morning. You go to bed tired, but you get up, and it's a new day, and you feel like going on. You keep on going on, and I thank you all. Thank Heart of God's Baptist Church members. Keep doing what you're doing for the Lord, and he will continue to bless us. We love you all, and thank you all, and have a blessed, glorious Sunday.
Amen.
Good morning, church. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady.
Good morning.
Thank God for all of you. I thank God for allowing me to get up this morning. Start me on my way one more time.
Yeah.
And as you all know, I did have my doctor's appointment this week. God is good, Pastor. I just know, and I thank him for his new mercies. Everything went well. No malignancy, but I do maybe in the future have to have a little minor surgery, but they say that it won't be too bad. But I just thank God for his new mercies. I feel good.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And I thank you all for your prayers. I ask you to continue to pray for me. And whatever is to be in the future, we know that God will work it out.
Yes, he will.
He will work it out.
Yes, he will.
And because he is a good God. He's a great God.
Yeah.
He can do anything but fail. And he has not failed me yet.
Amen.
Through it all. I've been through a lot. But he always is there, and he brings me through. And I just say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day, and thank you for God. So you all have a blessed week. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I go to our First Lady. Amen. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. is glad to hear from everyone this morning and the praise report and what has come to mind to me is still standing on his promises. God has promised us, and he has kept his promise. And from all the testimonies that I've heard thus far is that the Heart of God Baptist Church family is still standing on his promises. He promised us that he would be with us. He promised us that he would take care of us. He promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we are standing on his promises, the promises of God. It did not say man. It says the promises of God. And I am grateful. I am blessed. I am just overjoyed with Heart of God still standing on his promises. God said he promised, and he will keep his promise. I am just so happy that he has kept his promise. We have prayed. We have done everything that God said for us to do, and he is still keeping his promise. He is still keeping his word for us. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I love you all, and keep standing on God's promises that he will do exactly what he said he would do. I love you all, and you all have a blessed week.
Amen, amen. Thank you, First Lady, for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4847. 4847, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God. Yep, this is Mom Gwen. The noise that you hear in the background is somebody's telephone, but I got to give a praise report. The foot is fine. Everything went perfectly just like God said it would. He stepped in. Amen. He touched the surgeon. He fixed everything. There was nothing poisonous in there, just a lot of trash and dirt that he cleaned out. All I'm waiting for, I'm in perfect health according to the doctors. I am in perfect health. I had an INR, which talks about the thickness and thinness of my blood. I'm at 1.5. Mm-hmm. I got to have 2.0, and that's what we're waiting to find out today. I love you all. Thank you. I thank God for you all every day. Without your prayers, I just don't know. I love you. I'm excited because I got a new granddaughter. You have to share, Pastor.
Amen.
You know how that is.
Amen.
Okay. I'm so excited about that. I could jump up and dance, but they won't let me. Okay. I'm moving about in the hospital room on a walker, but I'm moving faster than the nurses are moving. So I must be getting ready to go home, y'all. I love you.
Amen.
Have a great week. Thank you for the prayers. I'm signing off because you know I love to talk. Have a great day, everybody. And James, I love you, sugar. I'll be at you in a few minutes.
Amen. Amen.
Have a great day.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. 3343. You on
there? Good. You just had to put that in the sign. Good morning, Father. Lord have mercy. God is good.
God is good.
We had a freak accident and we couldn't even explain, but God said no. It could have went any kind of way, but Lord said no. It was going to go his way. And he put the hand on it and touched it real good, and it's going to be all right. I woke up this morning so tired, I couldn't hold my eyes. I was going to miss church this morning. I woke up, my eyes opened, and I asked God, give me another chance. Give me another day that I can rest a little bit. God said, no, get up. Open your eyes up and come on down here and let's get it together. All right? We thank God for the surgery that went well and was always blessed God. God is good every day. And the time we can open our eyes up, he put your hand on our eyes and our hand on our body and say, let's go. And God is great. And we're so thankful, Father, that we have God in our circle. The devil never stopped working. He's always at his people all the time. We said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Call Jesus every day. Call Jesus every day. The blood's over the doorpost, and he don't stop working all the time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7351, 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, Heart of God family. I'm here to say God is good. To God be all the glory. And he promised us that he will watch over us and bring us through. He did not bring us this far to let us down. And he brought us this far so that we can continue to honor him and praise him. And know that he will always, always be with you in the bad times and the good times. Because he is God and he is our Father and he loves us so much. May you all have a blessed week. And it's good to hear you all again and pray that we all meet again next Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 4629. 4629. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank God first for bringing us through another week. Keeping everybody. It's good to hear from you guys. Pray that we have a blessed day. Pray that we have a great rest of the week. Thank God for keeping me and doing amazing things in my life. Pray that he continues to do that. And pray that everybody stays healthy and we can hear from each other again next week. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. God truly has been good and greatly to be praised. We thank everybody for their testimonies, those that are on the line, those that are on the internet, those that are watching by Facebook, and whatever way you are tuning in. We thank you for your continued steadfastness, your continued prayers, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, amen, that our prayers and our labor in the Lord is not in vain. So we're going to continue to trust him and continue to pray, amen, that his grace and mercy will continue to be sufficient for us. We're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer. Just remember all of our children, all of our parents and guardians. Remember our government, and all of our first responders. Remember the bereaved families, those lost loved ones. Continue to encourage and pray for them. Continue to thank God for the great things he's doing in the life of our church, for answered prayer, for support and stability, for everything that he's doing all around this world, showing himself strong and showing himself mighty in the lives of his people. And we pray that he will continue to give us the strength to be able to stand, and having done all to stand, to be able to stand some more, having adorned the whole armor of God, the full armor of God, that we may be able to stand where he would have us to stand. So we're going to ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come to you this morning with a heart of praise and thanksgiving, thanking you, Father, for your many blessings and your many benefits. Thanking you, Father, that you have been merciful unto us one more time for your hand of grace, O God, that brought us from last Sunday up into this present time, Father. Father God, we thank you because it was you and you alone that have done these marvelous things in our life, O Father. Not that we've been so good, Father God, but because of your love for us. And we thank you this morning, Father God. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that as you look on our hearts this morning, Father God, if you see anything that's not pleasing, O God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, as you cleanse us, Father, I pray that you would fill us with more and more of your love, more and more of your grace, more and more of your Holy Spirit, more and more of your mind, Lord Jesus, that we will be humble servants and committed unto you, doing your will and your purpose. And Father God, we thank you today. We thank you, Father. We thank you because truly you have blessed us throughout the week. We thank you for your hand of healing, how you have touched
yeah,
many bodies
yeah.
that were sick, oh God.
Yeah.
We thank you, oh God, that you even brought us peace of mind, Father God. Because
yeah.
there were moments, Father God, that we didn't know which way to turn and where to go, oh God.
Mm.
But we thank you, Father, that you held the reins, oh God. We thank you, Father,
yeah.
that your hand of grace and mercy was on us, Lord Jesus. And Father God, for that we're grateful this morning. And Father, even when we woke up this morning and these bodies, sometimes they were aching, oh God, and that they were tired and didn't feel like moving. But Father God, you put your strength in us, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning for your strength that you put in our bodies. And Father God, allowing us to get up with sound mind, that we would have a mind
yeah.
enough just to praise you, a mind enough just to realize that you are a mighty good God. So we are grateful this morning, Father, because you have given us a little more strength. And so, Father
yeah.
God, I pray in your name that you look on Pastor Kayson as he prepared
Man,
to bring Lord. Us your word, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will use him, Lord Jesus. Father God, that you will give him your revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, as he preach your word, Father God. Father God, that we will have ears that we might be able to hear the word and to receive it with praise and thanksgiving. Oh God, that the word will just penetrate our hearts, oh God. And Father
yes,
God, through the penetration, oh God, that we will come to be better people, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word of promise. We thank you, oh God, because you told us that heaven and earth will fail away.
My
past,
Lord,
but your word would always remain. So we thank you for the promises of your word this morning, Father. We thank you for the promises of the Holy Spirit that you've given us
mm-hmm.
this morning, Father. We thank you, oh God, for the indwelling comforter, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady Kayson. Continue
yeah.
to keep her strong in you, Lord Jesus. Continue to build that fence around her, oh God. Father God, I pray for the first family. I pray for Janice. I pray for
yeah,
Alonzo,
yeah.
her husband. I pray for her children. I pray for
yeah,
Anthony, and
yeah.
I pray for his wife. And I pray, oh God,
yeah.
that you will look on the first family. Keep them strong in you, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray for each and every member of the heart of God. Father God, you
yeah.
know what they stand in the need of this morning. So, Father God, I pray that you would just touch them, oh God. Touch the other members, oh God, that has joined us, whichever way that you see fit, by Facebook,
yeah.
by Internet, whatever way you want them to come, oh God. Bless their going out and their coming in this morning, oh God. Be their strength and be their help, oh God. They are not the forgotten one. Even though they don't speak on the phone, oh God, they are still in tune with us.
Yes,
they are still united
yes.
in the spirit with us,
yes.
oh God. So I pray
yes.
that you touch their bodies, oh God. Let your healing virtue flow forth through their bodies, oh God. Unite them continually in your love and in your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the entire church body, oh God, that you
thank
have
you,
put
Lord.
Here, Father. And then, oh God, we praise you today, Father. We praise you for the healing virtue that went forth this week, oh God. We praise
yeah,
you for how
yeah.
you look on Sister Stevens, oh God, and how you
yeah.
continue to heal her, oh God. We thank
Hallelujah.
You, oh God, for how you looked on Trustee Randolph and how you continue
yeah.
to give her the strength to go back and forth, to be a caretaker,
yeah.
and to even
yeah.
have sickness
yeah.
herself, oh God. And then, Father God, we thank you for Sister Griffin, oh God, how you continue
mm-hmm.
to keep her, oh God, through the heart, through the veins, through the kidneys, oh God, how
yes,
you continue
yeah.
to heal her body, oh God. And we thank you for Mama Gwen, oh God, how she, you brought us through the surgery, oh God. And Father God, we know that you are a blood regulator. And Father God, you are going to have her blood where it should be, Father God. And we're thanking you for
yes,
it
sir.
Already. And we thank you for Sister Helen Lee, oh God, how you
yeah.
allow her eyes to continue to heal and to get stronger, oh God. And Father God, we pray your blessing upon every sick person, oh God, even the
mm-hmm.
ones that we don't know about, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you would touch, heal, and deliver. And then, Father God,
deliver.
We pray for Papa Richardson, that you continue to
yeah.
give him the strength. Oh God, continue
yeah.
to look on senior citizens everywhere. Oh God,
I
pray for Dick and Bryce this morning. Be her healer.
Yeah.
Be her strength,
yeah.
oh God.
Yeah.
Father God, I pray that you would look on Sister Sherm Redmond this morning. Be her
yeah.
healer and be her strength, oh God. Look Walk on Sister Renee this morning, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Be her healer and be her strength, oh God. Father God, I pray for Trustee Henderson this morning, oh God.
Yeah.
Be the upper lifter of her head, oh God. Continue, oh God, to be her way maker, oh God. Look on Waikia,
yeah.
oh God. Be her strength and
yeah.
be her help. And look on her children this morning, oh God.
Right,
I
Lord.
Pray, Father God, for the youth of the Heart of God Baptist Church,
yeah.
oh God.
Yeah.
Hold them in the palm of your hand, Father. And I pray for youth all over the land, Jesus. I pray that you will look on teens, look on babies, look on young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we pray for teachers and we pray for parents and guardians. And Father God, we pray that you will be the way maker today. Oh God,
yeah.
look on this country. Look on the government leaders and officials, Father God. And Father God, I pray for mankind everywhere because we all need you, Father. Help us to be closer to you, Jesus. Help us to seek you, Lord. Help us to seek your will and your purpose in our life, Lord Jesus. Help us to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight, oh God. And Father God, I pray that you give us, oh God, that humbleness of spirit, oh God. Oh, Father God, that you can use us to do the drawing, Lord Jesus, because we need more and more of you, Father. And, oh, God, as you draw men unto you, Lord Jesus, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that blinded eyes will be opened, oh, God, that wounded hearts will be healed, oh, God, that you will be the comforter and the strength unto those, Father God, that have lost loved ones everywhere. And, Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for everything that you have done, and we thank you for being a mighty good God. And, Father God, we pray for your church. We pray for your pastors all over the land. We pray for your ministers. We pray, Father God, for servant leaders everywhere, Father. Oh, God, we pray that you will touch, that you will heal, and that you will deliver, that you will be the way maker, Father, and that, Lord Jesus, you will do all things. Father God, you will do all things, Father God, in our lives, Father God. Father God, that you will be lifted up, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you because you are God. And besides you, there is no other. We give you glory today because without you, Father, we would fail. We thank you for doing the impossible, Lord Jesus, because we know with you, Father God, all things are possible. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, through this preached word, oh God, that somebody will come to know you as Lord and Savior, oh God, that somebody will surrender their life to you today, oh Father, oh God, that they will find out that you are the answer. Hallelujah, Jesus, to every prayer, Father. Oh, God, that you will take them, Lord, rock them in your bosom, oh, God, that you will be that comforter and that strength that they need, oh, God, that you will be that healer and that savior that they need today, oh, God, that you will be that prayer answering God to them, oh, God, meet their every need, Father God. Whatever they stand in the need of this morning, Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that through the preached word, oh God, that their soul, Lord Jesus, that their soul, Lord Jesus, that their soul, Lord Jesus, will find rest in you today, Father, because you are God and you're God all alone. And beside you, there is no other God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for these and all blessings. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
we give you these, we give you blessings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Darling son, precious name, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, and in Jesus' name, no other name under the heavens whereby men can be saved except the name Lord Jesus. We thank you today, Father, for
thank
these
you.
And all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you. Heaven Lindsay, for the fervent prayer, amen. Thank God for answering all of our prayers, amen, knowing, amen, that there is, amen, a God in heaven, amen, that sits high and looks low, amen, and that he knows what we need before we even ask. And so we thank God for prayer, amen, amen. I want to go to the Word of God this morning in the Old Testament book of Lamentations. Old Testament book of Lamentations. if you find the book of Proverbs, I'm sorry, if you find the book of Psalms and you go six books to your right, amen, 6 books forward, and you'll find the book of Lamentations, amen. Yeah. We want to go to the third chapter, right after the book of Jeremiah, amen. So if you go to Psalm and you go to the right, forward, amen. You get to Jeremiah, it's the book right after Jeremiah, amen. And I believe that the biblical scholars, amen, are not 100% sure who penned the book of Lamentations, but it's believed that it was Jeremiah who penned the book of Lamentations, amen. The book of Lamentations, the third chapter, is what we want to look at this morning. Amen. So if you go to Psalms and you go to your right, six books, amen, and you get to the book of Jeremiah, it's right after the book of Jeremiah. And we want to go to the third chapter. Amen. And we'll see what the book has to say for us this morning, to give us some encouragement, to give us the ability, amen, to make it to another day, amen. So we're going to look at Lamentations, the third chapter, and we want to look at chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. Lamentations 3, beginning at verse 18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. And then verse 1, it says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. In verse 22, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. 3 says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. For a few moments, we want to speak from on that subject verse right there. Great is thy faithfulness. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. And Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, you will receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. In order for us to get to at verse 23, we have to understand, amen, what it is that God provides us, and why we need, amen, every day what God provides us. And what it is that God provides us is his mercy, is his faithfulness. And we need God's mercy and God's faithfulness, amen, because we live in a world where situations and circumstances change all the time. And because situations and circumstances change all the time, we need a faithful God, amen, that is and remains the same no matter what the situation or the circumstance is. And not only is he faithful, amen, in spite of what the situation or the circumstances are or is, amen, that he will provide us mercy, amen, every day to be able to deal with the daily situation or the circumstance. Somebody ought to say amen. And in other words, because of the world and the dynamic of the world and the things that the world goes ups and downs and the difficult days and the weary days and the dreary days, amen, because the news is always changing from one thing to the other thing, and the earth is shaking on one side of the planet, the monsoons on one side of the planet and the hurricanes on one side of the planet and earthquakes and heat waves and droughts on one side of the planet, that we see that this planet is convulging. We see that the planet is shifting. We see that norms in the planet go from up and they go from down, amen. And the situations of health and health pandemics, the situations of politicians and the situations of assassinations and situations of wars. Rumors of wars are enough, amen, to cause the average person, amen, to hold their head down and close their eyes and ask God, amen, for his mercy to be able to deal with the situation, his grace and his mercy to be able to deal with the situation at hand. And in this particular book, believed to be written by Jeremiah, there's some things that are happening, amen, in God's people's lives. They had fallen to the ways of the world. They no longer were faithful to God. They no longer were living by his statutes, but they had got sucked in by the things of the world, and they were no longer an example. And so God had to get their attention by allowing them to go into Babylonian captivity, allow them to lose their great situation and state in Jerusalem, and all of their leaders be carried away, and all of their top person be carried away in the captivity because of their lack of faithfulness, their lack of obedience to God. And so Jeremiah was the prophet that had to prophesy to them in this particular time, and it grieved him so much that Jeremiah was considered to be the weeping prophet because of the situation of the people of God and the situations that they were going through, that the world at that time was in upheaval, and that the judgment of the actions of their ways was coming. And so he would preach to them, he would teach them, he would warn them, he would rebuke them and let them know, amen, that they were doing things contrary to the word of God, that they weren't being faithful to God. And because of his lack of faithfulness, because of this lack of obedience to God, that they were going down a wrong path. They were going down a path, amen, of ungodliness, amen, that would lead them, amen, to a place where those that saw them as this great leadership, this great city, this great Jerusalem, this great people of God, that now their enemies were mocking them. Now their enemies that were at awe of them were now pointing their finger and denigrating them, so much so that it grieved Jeremiah. It grieved the people at that time who were continuing to be faithful. It grieved them, those who were continuing to be obedient, to see everyone go the way of the world, including those who proclaimed to be godly. And so Jeremiah would write this book of lamentation, and he would express, amen, his grievance and his disappointment. And he would express, amen, his concern, amen. And it seemed like God did not hear him anymore. God, people who were godly, were supposed to be godly, would not hear them anymore. And then, like the book of Jeremiah, he said, I wasn't going to speak it anymore. I'm not going to tell them anymore, because they don't listen. And sometimes, even today, when you're trying to share the word of God, where you're trying to live a godly life, when you're trying to project and be faithful and obedient to God, and people don't want to hear the word of God, and people want to be ungodly, and people want to be worldly, even in the church, even in the home, people want to turn away the things of God and support the things of the world. And it gets frustrating sometimes to see the path that people are going down, the path that God's people are going down, because they refuse to be faithful, because they refuse to be obedient to God. And sometimes the situations and the circumstances of the world seem like they're going to overflow us and overtake us, whether it's earthquake, whether it's famine, whether it's drought, whether it's pandemics, whether it's people and politics and all the situations around the world that we see and we hear about, that seems like it's out of control. And so you get to a place where you say, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm beat down, dog. I'm tired of carrying this thing. I'm tired of speaking this thing. I'm tired. I'm disappointed. I'm fragile in my emotions. I'm fragile in my mind. I'm fragile in my soul. And what I need the most, amen, is to hear a word from God. And it seems like God is not listening. And so this is the background of the Book of Lamentations that is prevalent in today's society and prevalent in today's world, is that we need to remember, my brothers and sisters, amen, that God knows and God sees everything. He knows about the record-breaking temperatures. He knows about the assassination of government leaders. He knows about the falling of buildings. He knows about the flooding of one area and the drought in the other area. He understands those that have become apostate and turned away from me. He understands, and the thing about God is he'll let you know right in the moment where you feel like you can't go on any further. Somebody say amen. When it feels like, amen, that all is lost and all hope is lost, that God knows exactly how much burden we can bear, and God would not allow, amen, the burdens of this world, the concerns of this world, to get you to a place, amen, where you say, forget it, let them do what they're going to do, let it be what it's going to be, but you will continue to turn to God, and you'll be like Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah, where he says, like fire shut up in my bone. I said I wasn't going to say a word to that young man. I said I wasn't going to say a word to that young woman. I said I wasn't going to speak a word to these people. I said I was going to turn my back and let it fall and let it be what it's going to be. But the word of God that's in me, the word of God that has molded and shaped me, my relationship with God won't allow me, amen, not to speak. And it gets so hot and it gets so heavy, the burden that even though I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, it's like fire shut up in my bone. And so what God will allow you to do, somebody ought to say amen, amen. If you ever felt like just saying forget it, if you ever felt like just using some choice words, amen, for some folk, Lord have mercy. And it seemed like God wasn't answering your prayer, amen. Where you got tired of waiting on the Lord, amen. And you said, God, you reached out to God and you let your petitions know that your soul was troubled. And that's what is happening. Our souls get troubled. Our souls are the seat of our relationship, our emotions with God. Our soul is who we are. Our soul is the real us. Our soul is the one that behind closed doors, nobody knows but you and God. Our soul is the thing, amen, that when God scooped up, amen, the earth and he breathed into the nostrils of man, that's when that soul that God made became a living soul. And that living soul is what God has given to you and me, that makes up who we are in our emotional settings. It's the emotional side that wants to know, that wants to love, that wants to be in contact with God, wants to praise God. It's the side of us, amen, that even the part of us, amen, that even grieves. And Jesus spoke about his soul being grieved in Matthew 26 and 38, where he said when he was in Gethsemane and he was on his way to Calvary's cross, when he had to face and die for the sins of the world, that his soul was grieved, amen. And and he prayed till blood, sweat ran down like drops of blood, and because of the situation and the circumstance of the world, amen, he was grieving. And every one of us that has a soul that has been given by God, there are moments in our lives where we grieve, where we get to a place, amen, where it seems so overwhelming that we can't physically, amen, continue to move, and we get into a bind spiritually, amen, where between our physical body, our soul, amen, and the situations of the world, our spirit and our soul and our body, amen, they seem like they're out of whack, and so many people have given up, and so many people have thrown in the towel, and so many people have said there is no God, and so many people have turned away from the faith, and so many people have given up right before their blessing comes. And so what we hear in the Word of God, because we have a relationship with the Word of God, is hope, amen, and mercy and faithfulness from God, from our God, to help us to get through these situations and the circumstances and these storms of life that come week after week and day after day and month after month and year after year. And so that's why it's important for us to turn to the Word of God. And when we turn to the Word of God and we see these words, amen, that were written by Jeremiah, amen, and we see, amen, his despair and his concern and his spiritual turmoil and his physical turmoil and his soul turmoil, and we see him at the midst of this, amen, turn to God. And I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, this morning, amen, as you go through spiritually, as you go through physically, as your soul is tormented, as your soul, amen, desires to praise and to worship God, desires to know more about God, that even in the midst of this grieving, amen, that you can encourage your soul, because your soul can remember, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Somebody ought to say amen. Your soul can remember, amen, the faithfulness of God. Your soul can remember, amen, the mercies of God. Your soul can remember the relationship of when you first met God, the Lord, for yourself. And you can look back over your life and you can see the many blessings that he's given. And as your soul remembers, amen, even in the midst of the turmoil, even in the midst of the physical and the spiritual and the soul-searching times, you can go back, amen, and remember, amen, that not only God has been faithful, but he's also been merciful, amen, to all of us. And so in these verses, as Jeremiah is lamentating, amen, lamenting, amen, we see him get a hold of the memory of his soul. And as he begins to get a hold of the memory of his soul, amen, even though there may be some grief and torment that his soul has remembered, we pick up in Lamentations verse 18, and he said, "And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, it seems like, amen, you waited so long for your blessing and your change to come. But it seems like the blessing and the change is taking too long. But I'm here to tell you, if you go back and allow your soul to look back over your life, you can be like the songwriter that said, amen, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. And when you think your soul will go back and wonder how you made it this far, it's because of God's faithfulness and his new mercies every day. Have I got a witness today? The songwriter said, Amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. So in the midst of the soul being tormented by the ways and the things of this world, you can remember, your soul can remember when he was sinking deep with sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But your soul can remember the cry, my disparaging cry, and the master of the sea heard my disparaging cry, and from the water lifted me, now safe in my, I'm talking about the soul that remembers God's faithfulness, the soul that remembers God's mercies. And so Jeremiah continues in verse 19. He says, remembering my afflictions and my mercies, the wormwood and the gall. In other words, it ain't always been pretty. But somebody said, I don't look like what I've been through because of God's faithfulness, God's mercy. I'm still standing on the promises. As the first lady said, I'm not standing on the promises of man, because man will let you down. Jeremiah found that even when God had been good, even when God had delivered, even when God had made ways, even when God made the enemies their footstool, even when God brought them through the Red Sea and brought them over on dry land, even when God brought them out of bondage, still they would not follow God. And so standing on the promises of God and not man, because God is faithful and God's mercies will see you through. Have I got a witness today that God has been faithful down through the years? When your memory of your soul looks back, it can see that God has been the one that has always been there, that God has been the one that has always kept you, that has been God is the one that always healed your body. And so when we get to verse 20, Jeremiah says, my soul hath them in remembrance and is humbled in me. In other words, Jeremiah is letting his soul look back and seeing the things that God would do to humble his folk. When the folk get beside themselves, God will allow the heat and the turmoil and the situations to change in their lives. And so Jeremiah said, I remember, my soul remember the grief, my soul remembers the pain, my soul remembers the storms, but also, good God Almighty, in verse 121, he said, this I recall to my mind. In other words, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm, he says, this I recall to my mind. See, sometimes you got to look back on those things, those challenging times, those changing times that had you beat down, almost leveled to the ground. You got to look back and see how far the Lord has brought you from, and how faithful God has been. Somebody said, hallelujah, I thank God that he brought me out of this situation. Hallelujah, I thank God that he delivered me from this situation. Hallelujah. I thank God. I remember when I was not able to make it, but look at me now. I remember when I couldn't get up, but look at me now. I remember when I had a problem in my body, but look at me now. I remember when my husband wouldn't do right, but look at me now. I remember when my wife wouldn't do right, but look at me now. He said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I buy hope. In other words, there's hope in the God that that's faithful and gives us new mercies every day. There's hope even in the most dry situation. There's hope in God. So this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. And verse 22, it says, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. And verse 23, as I'm getting ready to go to my seat, he says, they are new every morning. Great is, I say, great is God's faithfulness. Have you ever had a chance to have a relationship with God? And you know, without a shadow of a doubt, it was God and his mercy that brought you through. It was God's faithfulness every day that allowed you to go out and come in safely. It was God's mercy that gave you the job. It was God's mercy that kept you on your job. It was God's mercy that protected you from the storm. It was God's mercy that protected you from the pandemic. It was God's mercy that kept the roof over your head. It was God's mercy and God's faithfulness that kept the bills paid. I need to go to my seat, but it was God's faithfulness and his mercy. I got to turn you loose, but it was God's mercy and his faithfulness. Don't let somebody creep in and try to tell you how bad this is, or this ain't going to work, or this ain't going to work. Tell them, I got some new mercy coming. I'm living on them today. I ain't got to worry because I know that my God is faithful. Amen. And the mercy that I need today, he's already provided. And if the Lord allows me to live until tomorrow, I'm going to get some new mercy. Somebody ought to give God a hand clap. You ought to give God a hand because somebody ought to do their dance. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to give him the praise. Your soul will cry out hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and your faithfulness to me down through the years. Lord, have mercy. Lord have mercy. Good God Almighty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I'm trying to turn it loose, y'all. But the grace and the faith, I'm sorry, the mercy and the faithfulness of God will renew your strength. Will renew your strength. But you gotta wait on it. And that's something that is something that comes with time. It comes with time when you learn to wait on the Lord. And in verse 24, he says, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Come on now. Look at that. The Lord is my portion. In other words, everything that I need to satisfy my soul, the Lord will provide. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Verse 25, it says, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. So every now and then, while this world is gone crazy and upside down, your soul needs to step up. And all you need to do is just start thanking him. Say, Father, I thank you for allowing me to see another day. And if true and faithful to your word, you give me enough mercy to make it through today. Father, I thank you that you are my soul's portion. And all I have needed, your hand has provided. And great is your faithfulness, Lord, toward me. When you begin to start thinking about these things, hallelujah, amen. When you begin to start looking back over your life, somebody said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. That's because God provided you your portion, provided me my portion. Amen. Somebody ought to get happy today. Somebody ought to thank God. Amen. That the word of God came through today just when you felt like, amen, it seemed like all the changes and the situations and the circumstance was just going to be a little too much. Amen. But your soul reminded you, amen, that the Lord is your portion, that the Lord is your strength, that the Lord has new mercy, that the Lord has compassion that fail not, that they are new, the mercies are new every morning. And yes, your God, yes, our God is faithful. Yes, our God, amen, is faithful. Amen. But we got to wait on him. Be of good courage. Amen. Wait. He says, wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. I didn't mean to keep it as long this morning. Amen. But every now and then, amen, you got to, amen, allow, amen, your mind to go back. Amen. And as we are speaking this word, amen, I can look back. Amen. My soul can look back and see all the many blessings, all the mercy that God has provided for me and my family and our church family. It's enough to make you want to holler and throw up both your hands. Amen. Go ahead and let your head back and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. For your mercy and your faithfulness. Amen. I want you to jump on that thing and pray on that thing and praise on that thing for the rest of the week. Amen. And if you need to go back and read those verses. Amen. And see how that thing helped Jeremiah. See how it helped him down through the years. See how it's helping us right now. Amen. To realize, amen, that in spite of all the changes and the ups and the downs, we can depend on God's faithfulness and God's mercy. Amen. Amen. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Amen. We thank God today. Amen. For his word and your continued steadfastness in the word. I pray that his word was encouragement to you today. Amen. And that you would share it with somebody else. Amen. These words that in the midst of this trying time that we live in. Amen. We would still have hope. That we will call to our mind, amen, the mercies and the faithfulness of our God. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you again for another privilege, another opportunity, God, to hear your word, God. We pray, God, that your word would continue to permeate our hearts and our minds and our spirit and our soul. God, that we will be encouraged during this time. And, oh, God, that we would continue to know without a shadow of a doubt that your new mercies are new every day and that you are faithful. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody and let them know that God is great and greatly to be praised, that his mercies and his compassions, they fail not, and great is his faithfulness toward all of us. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Prayerfully, we'll see you again on next Sunday. Good afternoon.